They're going to bring back the Nephilim. They're going to bring back the Nephilim. The Illuminati is actively working, not planning, working on bringing back the Nephilim. And they're going to do it in the public. And it's going to be accepted and praised. And we're going to see some very crazy, crazy things. Total sci-fi science is running amok throughout our world. Woolly mammoth will be back from extinction within 2 years, says Harvard scientists. I have a little idea. How about this? What I want you to do is go to someone you know not who is not awake. Go tell them that they're going to see woolly mammoths in as little as 2 years. Just see their response. See what they say about scientists bringing back the woolly mammoth from the dead. See if that can help wake people up. Because the whole point is to wake people up. Scientists are going to bring back the dead. The extinct. Let that sink in. Let the ramifications of what that actually means become apparent. Woolly mammoths could be brought back from extinction within 2 years, the scientists behind a groundbreaking resurrection project have said. World-renowned geneticist Professor George Church and his team at Harvard University have been working for the past 2 years on recreating the DNA blueprint of the mammoth. They have used DNA from mammoths that were preserved in Arctic permafrost to look for the genes that separated them from elephants, such as those with code for a shaggy coat, big ears, and antifreeze blood. By splicing the mammoth genes into the genome of an elephant embryo, the team believe they can recreate a mammoth-elephant hybrid, which would have all the recognizable features of a mammoth. Splicing? Lab tests have already shown that cells function normally with mammoth and elephant DNA, and the scientists now have ambitious plans to grow a mammoth embryo within an artificial womb rather than recruit a female elephant as a surrogate mother. Since starting the project in 2015, the researchers have increased the number of edits where mammoth DNA has been spliced into the elephant genome from 15 to 45. Professor George Church, who heads the Harvard Woolly Mammoth Revival Team, said, "We're working on ways to evaluate the impact of all these edits and basically trying to establish embryogenesis in the lab." Folks, they're going to create something that we cannot come back from. They're going to create something that they totally regret. And of course, it will be shown to the world as this wonderful miracle. Science has saved us all. We can now bring people back. Or bring the DNA of that person back. The list of edits affects things that contribute to the success of elephants in cold environments. We already know about ones to do with small ears, subcutaneous fat, hair and blood, but there are others that seem to be positively selected. They're going to bring back the creatures, the Nephilim, the giants. That's the end goal. To get the latest news, go to christiantruther.com/news. You will not want to miss what we produce in this next exclusive. We're going to tie so many pieces together and expose so much of what's going on and the real war that's been going on for a very, very long time. It's been like just subtly in the background. And many have failed to notice it, or many to expose it. You won't want to miss it. Make sure you check it out. Go to christiantruther.com/info to find out more information. God bless and carry on.